Honolulu police get new powers to fight illegal gambling. Enforcement actions against illegal gambling in Honolulu are expected to ramp up after Mayor Blangiardi signed 3 anti-illegal gambling bills into law last Thursday. Under the approved legislation, the Honolulu Police Department, HPD, and city agencies on Oahu will have increased authority to shut down illegal gaming operations. Bill 11 introduces fines for illegal gambling devices and regulates electronic amusement devices like video and mechanical game machines. It also mandates that operators obtain a yearly permit from the police chief or risk having their devices seized. The bill classifies offenses as misdemeanors if a non-compliant establishment has less than 20 gambling machines. However, 20 or more machines would constitute a felony. The other two bills focus on interagency cooperation between the HPD and the Department of Planning and Permitting, DPP, to jointly crack down on illegal gaming operations. City Councilman Andrea Tupola noted that Bill 12 will enhance DPP-HPD collaboration on building violations, while Bill 13 ensures landlords cooperate with HPD. The passage and mayor's assent of the new bills have further cemented Honolulu and, to a broader extent, Hawaii's stance against illegal betting. However, since the bills target illegal gaming operations across Oahu but doesn't address online gambling, it may drive residents to online gambling. Hawaiians bet big, despite lack of regulation. Hawaii and Utah are the only remaining states in the U.S. without any form of legalized gambling. An effort to legalize online sportsbooks in the jurisdiction earlier this year was unsuccessful even after clearing both chambers. The bill stalled due to unresolved differences between the Senate and House versions on taxation and regulatory requirements. Supporters of sports betting in Hawaii claim the government could benefit from increased tax revenue. Besides, they believe that the lack of a regulated sports wagering market is not stopping Hawaiians from betting, but rather driving it underground. Representative Daniel Holt, who supports legalizing sports betting, acknowledged that many Hawaii residents are already placing bets, often through unregulated channels that lack player safeguards and minor protections. The view is echoed by the Sports Betting Alliance, which found that Hawaii residents bet about $300 million annually via offshore betting platforms.